Hi there, and welcome to the Man in the Van podcast, your regular audio drive time companion, where our main aim is education through a conversation. Through our conversations, delve deep into all things related to the tradesperson contracting community, from news to education to industry happenings, helping you do better business while building a better and improved South African tradesman and women contracting community. Thanks for tuning in. Let's start the conversation.
A warm welcome to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I am your host. And in this episode, we will discuss IOPTA's new e-learning platform. Now, the objective of this conversation is to determine what exactly an e-learning platform is, as well as what the reason for the implementation thereof is, and of course, what the value and the benefits of such a system are. We also aim to share with our audience the simplicity of the use of the system, with the hope that they will be encouraged to register on the e-learning platform, and then of course, use it to upskill themselves. Now, with me in studio, I have Kayla Wilson, the National Marketing Manager of IOPTA, and then Cindy Snyman and Victoria Smith of IOPTA Training. Just before we give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves, let's hit the brakes. We'd like to remind our audience that this episode is proudly brought to you by Articulated Plumber. Let's continue the conversation. Before I delve into all the other questions that I have for each of my guests, I would just like for each of them to very briefly introduce themselves to the audience. Kayla, can we start with you?
Sure. Morning. I'm Kayla Wilson. I'm the National Marketing Manager for the Institute of Plumbing, IOPTA. I've been with them since 2017 and basically responsible for anything to do with marketing and advertising for both our IOPTA and our members. And my involvement with the e-learning platform came from when we launched it and having to get it out into the market, which is obviously why we're sitting here today to be able to tell you guys a bit more about it.
Fantastic. Victoria and Cindy, what is your involvement with the e-learning platform?
Yeah, so Cindy and I work together. So we've only actually started working with our IOPTA training since obviously the inception of the e-learning system. So that was, I think, like Augusty or July, somewhere around there. So we've been involved with that. Cindy is mainly responsible for dealing with our clients who have questions. Correct, Cindy?
Customer service.
Yeah, so if you ever email support at our IOPTA training, you are pretty much emailing Cindy, and then I work a lot with the system, so making sure that the system still works. So sometimes I'll reply to you, but most of the time you're getting Cindy.
Kayla, what was the motivation behind the acquirement and the implementation of IOPTA's new e-learning platform?
Well, we obviously saw that with the industry changing and the fourth industrial revolution, which is obviously the increase of more technology coming into different industries, we saw that there was a critical need for it when it came to plumbing, because all these new things are coming out. And plumbers, there's specializations where plumbers need to have specific training on certain topics. So with training that has obviously evolved over the times, the future of learning is leaning towards more of a digital space. And we developed the e-learning platform to upskill plumbers in specific areas that are needed, and then also to create a library, a plumbing information library, where people can refer to. All the plumbers have the same standards, or should have the same standards, but the guy in the van can very easily access it. Once he's created a profile, he can access this information going forward and have all this plumbing information and training at his fingertips.
Can I ask then, in what way does this e-learning platform fit in with IOPTA's vision, mission, and their objectives?
Well, our main goals ultimately is to upskill the plumbers in the industry, to uplift the plumbing industry as a whole. So with this e-learning platform, it sort of sits perfectly with that vision and mission, with upskilling, and we're forever training the plumbers and assisting them in being the best they can be in the industry.
Victoria, What are the benefits of such an online, we call it an e-learning platform, so it's actually e or digital or online platform. So what are the benefits thereof?
Okay, cool. So I'm going to talk about it. So obviously there are benefits for both IOPSA as an organization and then for the learners or the registrants on the system. But I'm going to talk about them together because for the most part, if it's a benefit for IOPSA, it's going to benefit the learner as well. So one of the big things is obviously it saves time and money. So, you know, in the past, organizations like IOPSA, if they were going to hold a training weekend or a conference or whatever, they would have had to book hotels and they would have had to, you know, sort out accommodation and stuff. And then obviously we have to then, they have to fund that cost. And then same for the people attending that, you know, they had to maybe take leave or they have to drive there, they have to use their petrol to get there. So obviously it's saving money and time because now there's no, we don't have to drive there, you don't have to sleep over anywhere. It's just you can do it at home.
Yeah, comfort up your own home.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you're not going anywhere. And especially at the moment during, obviously, you know, this year was COVID. None of those things that were possible in any case.
No one wanted to go and sit in a room
with
a class full of 60 other people.
No, they didn't. So, you know, I think also a big thing with IOPS, well, not a big thing, but I mean, IOPS had planned on doing this in any case. But I mean, for myself personally, even before COVID, I would have rather been in the comfort of my own home. But definitely now as well, you know. And for the plumbers, obviously, you know, you guys are very busy. It's not like you have time. It's not like you just have time to go and to do things and whatever. So now with the e-learning platform, you can, you know, if you have 10 minutes in the morning quick, you can get on your phone and you can watch a lesson, you know, and then you can kind of get that done. Or, you know, in the evenings or whatever, it's not like you have to attend something specific. So, yeah, so I think that's one of the biggest benefits. And then some other ones, it obviously now we're organizing all of the plumbing content in one location. So you don't have to go to various different places to find it. Obviously, it's still in its infancy stages, but we are building it to a point where just all the content is right there and you don't have to go around looking for it. You just know if you go to our IOPSA training, everything that you need in order to upskill yourself as a plumber is there.
And I think at the end of the day, it's at your own pace.
Yes.
Where you would have sat in a conference center and all of that, and now you do it in the comfort of your own home at your own pace.
Yeah, exactly. So if you are struggling with a topic, then you can rewatch the topic over and over again until you are comfortable with it. Or if it's something that you grasp really quickly, then you can just go through it. You know, you don't have to sit and like spend time, you know, if it's a topic that other people or other plumbers might struggle with, you know, in a conference, they might sit and like, you know, sit on it and be like, let me try and explain it to you. And you're like, well, I know this, so I don't need to spend an hour talking about whatever. Yeah. So, and then also just some of the other things, the scalability of it is quite cool. So obviously, you know, there might not be a training center, you know, in the middle of the Eastern Cape necessarily or out, you know, in the Northern Cape. I'm not even sure what happens up in the Northern Cape, but
more remote areas.
Yes, exactly. The more remote areas, those plumbers don't have access to potentially training centers or conferences that they can get to easily. And now all they need is their phone, a tablet, a laptop, and they can get the same level of training as, you know, somebody who's in Joburg, Cape Town, PE, you know, like the big centers. And I think one of the really cool things, which Cindy's already touched on, is the way that the courses are structured on the LMS. So I actually read, it was in the Independent, the British newspaper, and they said that the average British person has an average attention span of just 14 minutes, they said that new research found. So, you know, to be fair, if we're doing traditional conferences, yeah, I know it is shocking.
2, 3, 4, 5 hours at
a
time.
Yeah, we won't talk about how it is actually shocking that we can only concentrate for 14 minutes at a time. But the research is showing that we can only concentrate for 14 minutes for the most part at a time. So traditional conferences or traditional learning doesn't really suit our lifestyles anymore because we can't really spend, well, not we can't, but if you're spending 4 or 5 hours, you're not really concentrating anymore. Whereas the courses in the LMS are structured that they are between, each lesson is about 10 to 20 minutes. So you're just getting like in the sweet spot of how long you can focus for, and then you can literally watch a full lesson, get it done, you know, in like 15 minutes, and then, you know you focused on it, and then you can go on it. And like Cindy said again, you can do it on your own time, at your own pace, not like the previous, So you can do it like as you, your own pace, your own time, whenever you feel like doing it. It's also, once you've purchased the course, it's yours for life. So if you wanna, if you've purchased Solar, for example, you've got your Solar qualification, you've gone to our ALPSA, you've
written your test.
Yeah, you've written your test and everything, you can now install Solar. If there's something you want to brush up in a year, 2 years later, you it's there. You can go back and have
and
a look at it.
Always refer back to the content or the material of the training of the course.
Yeah.
So I think the list of advantages and the list of benefits of the system can continue, and it, and you know, we can sit here and talk for hours.
Yeah,
about,
we could.
It boils down to the fact that for the learner, it's convenient. You know, for both of many, if you know the organization, IOPSA, and for both the learners, the plumbers out there, you know, they can sit at home, they can chuck their feet on a table, they can drink a cup of coffee, and then do a course, complete a course, learn new information, and upskill their own skills and knowledge at the comfort of their own home, wherever they've got access to stable internet. And I mean, it saves them time, it saves them money, they can do it at their own pace and time. Whereas if they had to drive all the way to wherever the course is presented, they would have, you know, it would have cost them that petrol money. It would have cost them
accommodation,
time.
Time is money.
Going, yeah, and you know, for plumbers out there, Kayla, do I stand correct to say that, you know, plumbers, no work, no pay. If they're not out in the field and they don't work, then they don't generate income.
Time is absolutely money, and which is why we felt that obviously bringing in this platform is critical, because plumbers don't always necessarily have the time to be taking time off work, firstly, to go to a training provider or to go to a merchant or a manufacturer to actually do physical training. Whereas now with the e-learning platform, they can do the training that they want when they need it, and at, as everybody said, at the absolute pace that they want to. It's completely up to them. We try to make it as convenient as possible for the plumbers, because we understand that time is money, basically.
And also for you as an organization, you know, it saves you that, or, you know, it saves you that, the complex and, complicated logistics, you know, about trying to get people from scattered all over the country into one room together and let them sit down for 2 days to complete a course on, you know, it's complex logistics like that that's alleviated now.
So for us, no. I'm going to disagree with you there, because our office is not a training provider. Uh-huh. We don't do training. Yes. We don't train plumbers. So the option for physical training will always be there, because the people who are providing the content for the e-learning platform will be the training providers and the merchants and any basic industry experts. It's not our officer who's going to be doing the physical training. So yes, it does alleviate the fact that people don't necessarily have to travel to bigger cities if they are outside of the city, in order to do this training. But it's never going to go away. Physical training will never disappear, because you do have people, and this we fully understand, there are people out there who prefer physical training. And if the training provider or whoever is providing that training module or that course has the option to do the physical training and a digital version of the exact same training, then it's just personal preference. It's completely up to them.
Everybody learns in their own way.
Yes. So there's multiple options.
So Kayla, while we're on that topic, what kind of courses can learners expect to come across on the e-learning platform?
Ultimately, to put it very basic, it's basically going to be theoretical. It's just theoretical training because we can't do physical training at the it's impossible until we start evolving into sort of the 3D, put your goggles on, be super cool. For now, we aren't at that point. So, which would be pretty cool if we could. But for now, it'll be theoretical training that is done. You won't be able to do your trade qualification on the assessments or on the e-learning platform. Because 60% of the training qualification or your trade test qualification is practical. It's physical, actual doing things with your hands. So yes, they could possibly put the theoretical section of it on the platform, absolutely. But
then for
it
obvious
could be
reasons.
Anything. Sorry?
As I said, obviously for obvious reasons, the practical part can't be Not yet, of course. You know, the world is changing very quickly, but yeah, 100%.
Just before we continue the conversation, it's time to hit the brakes again.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Welcome back. Now, to continue our discussion, I would like to ask the following question. Kayla, earlier on you mentioned the word presenters and the people who put the courses together or the people who put the content in. Who are the presenters of the courses? Who provides the content?
It could be absolutely anybody. It could be a training provider, it could be a manufacturer who's obviously an expert in their product or the product that they make. It could be a really seasoned plumber who 100% understands and he's got strong knowledge in a specific topic. So it could be accredited with the CETAs, which would come from obviously the training provider stuff. But if we have experts in the industry or a manufacturer doing the training, we could always have a CPD accredited so that the plumbers would get CPD credits or CPD points for doing these courses. So it's any industry experts could do the or put training onto the e-learning platform.
Cindy, there'll always be some form of resistance to change. You know, people are scared of new things, and people are scared of things that they're not familiar with or not comfortable with. I mean, people who work with skilled trades may not necessarily be so computer or technologically orientated. How easily or how do users access the e-learning platform?
All they do is go to the website, www.iopsitraining.co.za. Simple as that. They register an account on the platform. It's very user-friendly. The instructions and help and on the website is there. They register an account. Once they've registered an account, they get an email from us to accept. Which activates the account
That one's important because we've had not a lot, but a couple plumbers who have not activated their accounts, and then they email us and say, "Oh no, you know, it's not working." So just remember, once you've registered, you have to go into your emails, and if it's not in your inbox, then just go check in your spam or your junk, and then you just click on a link to activate your profile, and then.
There you have it.
So it has to be the profile. Once they've created a profile or an account, as we call it, on the e-learning platform, they'll receive an email, basically a confirmation email, with a link in it to click on, and that will then activate that profile or account. Mm. So once that's activated, Cindy, where and how on the system do they view the different courses?
All the courses are listed. on the website. You can click on the different courses. We have this, the SANS 1010-6, your solar, your 10252-1. You click on it, it'll give you a write-up of the course, what you can expect. And that's it. You add it to your cart, and that's how you purchase it. It is so user-friendly. And like I said, you know, with our plumbers and stuff like that, they are not technology-driven and all of that. Some of our guys are still writing out their invoices in books.
By hand.
Yes, by hand, and all that kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, once they've experienced it and registered an account and actually bought an account and have access to it, we get numerous emails where it's, is that it? That was
it that simple?
Yeah. Gee whiz, I didn't even have to ask my wife for help.
Yeah.
So,
or the admin lady at the office for that matter.
And you know, William, I've got to tell you, I've been in the industry for over 4.5 years now, and I've dealt with a lot of plumbers and all of that. And it's so rewarding at the end of the day to help them through the process. And once they've done it and got their certificates and that for the particular courses that they call and they thank. Thank you. And it is. These guys are the salt of the earth, and we need them in that, and we're here to help them. And it is. It's rewarding at the end of the day. They get the certificate. They've done it. We're happy. And
you're sort of proud for them.
Yes, 100%.
Very much so. And 90% of the time, you'll get the phone call where, Cindy, I did it on my own. My wife didn't even have to help me. Do you know what I mean? And I enjoyed it, and it was interesting. Okay, what's coming up next? What else can I do? So, yes, it's very rewarding.
I think it's a matter of, you know, the more they use it, the more comfortable they will become with it and more familiar they will become with it. But it's also important, it's vitally important for the audience, for the plumbers out there to know that they have an option for support, that they can email and they can phone in if they really struggle and if they really don't know how and where to click and what to do. You know, there are help icons on the system, as I understand it. I stand to correct.
Yeah, there's a contact us form that you can contact
form.
Or support at iopsitraining.co.za. And Cindy and I are here, you know, that's what we do. We make sure that everybody's comfortable and they know what they're doing. So if you have any questions, you can just email us and we can help you out.
Yeah, and we love to hear from you. I mean, like I said, not just for help. Once they've done it, they got their certificate. They have now applied with IOPSA to write their solar or heat pump designation. The thanks afterwards and everything, it's flattering, it's rewarding, and there's nothing that you can ask us that we're going to think is silly.
Yeah, 100%.
So email. You forgot your password. Yes, it was Blue Bulls. And now you've changed your mind because they haven't done so well,
yeah.
So you've changed it to another password. We're here to help you. We want to hear from you. We want feedback from you guys, what you think of it, how we can improve. If there is ideas that you have, things that you'd like to see on the system, let us know.
I mean, after all, these courses are there for the plumbers' benefit.
Yes, 100%.
It's there for their benefit. It's there for their use. And that's why we appreciate their feedback.
Yes, of course, because they are our customers, and we want them to be happy.
Absolutely.
And also, they, you know, the fact is, you know, when we struggle with plumbing at our homes, we don't shy away from calling plumbers for advice or to come in and help us.
Yeah, of course.
Plumbers, for that reason, should not feel, you know, listen.
Yeah, like they shouldn't email or something.
Yeah,
no question is a dumb question.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a stupid or a dumb question. The fact is, you qualified and skilled in your trade, and so are we in ours. So I want to ask quickly, are different courses priced differently?
Yes. When you go onto the websites and everything, you'll have a look. There are, like our 1010-6, our solar courses, those ones are, and the heat pump are a little more expensive than the rest of them because they are accredited by IOPSA. And once you've completed this course, you get a certificate of completion that then you take to IOPSA to write your solar designation. Visit the website.
Yeah, just on that as well. the price isn't just linked to whether it is accredited with IOPS or not. Obviously, the presenter or the company, the organization who's putting the course on, they, with obviously permission of IOPSA, they get to decide what the price is. But for example, you know, like the solar course is 11, 12, 13 hours, you know, and Richard Bailey, the presenter on that course, he has spent a lot of his time, you know, he spends a lot of his time sitting and going, you know, and putting that course together and whatever. So a lot of the time the courses are also based on how much time the presenter has put into doing that course. So for example, there's one, I think it's called My Client Has Not Paid Me, What Can Be Done, something like that, with a man called Brad Borkon, I think. And his is only 1 hour. So we can't charge 3,000 Rand for a, not that we can't. I mean, he could if he wanted. But realistically speaking, you know, it's an hour. He's put an hour worth of effort into it. So the price reflects that. So, yeah, it's just something to remember. Obviously, you know, it's not Richard didn't have his PowerPoints fall out of the sky. That recording didn't fall out. The editing of that. Yeah, you know, and like Richard has like 3 or 4 assignments, and he marks those assignments.
And also the value that the course brings, the value that the material and content that brings to the plumber, to his...
Exactly, yeah.
Can I ask Victoria, once they've purchased, and I just want to retouch on purchasing a course. So if they see a course that they like, they basically can click just on the course and it will open up the course itself.
Yes.
From there, where do they click to add it to the cart?
Right at the top, there's a banner. And it says that, I can't exactly remember what the banner says. Oh, it says the price on the left-hand side, then it says something in the middle, and then it says buy now on the right-hand side. You'll see right at the top. So once you've clicked onto a course, so if you see the little block for like solar, and then it says like view course online or see more or something like that, and you click on that, then it'll bring up the page, which will tell you all the information, how many CPD points you can get, if it's accredited with IOPSA, what the modules are, who the presenter is, everything you'd like to know about it. And then at the very top, it has the little bar that says buy now. So you can click on the buy now. It'll take you into your cart. If you've already logged in, then there's no need to log in. If you haven't logged in yet, it will ask you to log in, obviously.
All right. So that it knows that you're the one purchasing.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And then you click check out or buy now or whatever, and then you can pay either with EFT or you can pay with your credit card, and then the course just gets stuck. You'll see at the top bar there's an all courses and a my courses on the top bar or the top of the screen. You can go into my courses and you'll see your course there. And then just also on that, we've had a couple plumbers who've said to us that they don't have bank accounts, so can they do a direct deposit into our account? And then, so yes, we can also do that. If you don't have a bank account, then just drop us an email and we'll try help you out. We'll try figure out how we can get the course.
All our contact details are on the website.
Yes. Like I said, contact us page.
Yep.
You can literally just...
Email address is there, comes directly to us, and we will answer all your questions.
So we can help you out then if you don't, like, have a bank account.
So once they've purchased the course and they've got access to the courses that they've purchased and they click on the course and now they're ready to start completing the course. Victoria, how do they actually then complete the course?
Okay, cool. So once you've completed the course, you can go into My Courses. You'll see the course you've bought. You can click on it. And then it's going to show the same... course page that you saw when you purchased it, except you'll see the buy now bar is not at the top anymore. And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll see all of the modules. So for example, solar, it has like the 11 modules and there are blocks. So it says inner block, module 1, module 2, module 3, up to module 11. And specifically with solar, it is a course that you can't jump around in, meaning that you can't start with module 11, then go to module 10, then go to module 6. I think at the moment, all of the courses are like that. You have to start at module 1 and you work your way to the end of the module.
So it is structured in a specific way. They've got to follow a specific process.
An order.
Yes. They complete a module and specific lessons, like lesson 1 within module 1.
You have to do lesson 1 before you can do lesson 2. So that's how all the courses are currently structured. But just so that the plumbers know, that's not how it has to be. If a training provider comes to IOPSA training and goes, hey, we don't care if they do it in order or not, then they can tell us to do that. But at the moment, all the courses are structured linearly. So you have to do lesson 1 before you can do lesson 2.
Yeah, ultimately it's at the discretion of the training provider or whoever's providing the course. They basically say to us, this is the way we want it set up, because at the end of the day, it's their course. So They tell us how they want it done, and they know how it should be trained, and then obviously we just set it up according to what they're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. So at the moment, the only all the training providers have wanted us to do it linearly, like in a sequential order. So basically what you do is you scroll to the bottom of that course page. You'll see it says Module 1. You click on Module 1. And some of the modules are broken down into lessons as well. So a module is almost like the top category, and then they break it down into like smaller bite-sized chunks, which just makes it, again, we only focus for 14 minutes at a time. So it just makes it easier for us. So you can click on Module 1, and then you'll see there's like five, depending on what the course is, you know, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever, 7 lessons. And then you start, you'll click on Lesson 1, and then you'll see for most of them they are recordings. Then you watch the whole recording, and you have to watch the whole recording before a button on the right-hand side will allow you to click to the next lesson.
Right, to progress.
Yes, so you can't progress to the next lesson, like we just said, without watching the full recording. The same goes for assignments. At the moment, I think the only course that has assignments on it is solo. Once you've done your assignment, I think there's 48 hours for Richard to mark it. You can't continue with the course until he's marked it and passed you. And same with the tests. You can't continue unless you've passed the test with whatever pass mark you have to get. Then it allows you to carry on and on and on.
So at this current point in time, although it may change in future, at this current point in time, most of the courses basically have, you mentioned the word recordings.
Yes.
I would assume that those are videos, video
yes.
clips that they can look at, which will then share the content. And that is basically the material, the course
yes,
material.
Yes, that so you watch.
The content is received through watching a video.
Yes, so you learn that way.
And once that is finished, there will appear a button which will allow you to progress to the next one. Or alternatively to the test on that.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So let you go on, and then once you've finished all the lessons on Module 1 and the test and an assignment, whatever, then you can go on to Module 2.
All right, and obviously there's a pass rate attached to
Yeah, which it says on all of the courses what the pass rate is or all those kind of things. And then obviously if you want to go back at any point to review some things, you're welcome to go back.
And just before we continue the conversation, it's time to hit the brakes again.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
Welcome back. Now to continue our discussion, I would like to ask the following question. So once a course is completed, Cindy, what happens when registrants have completed the course? They've successfully completed all the modules and all the lessons and all the tests. They've passed it with the necessary or required pass rate. What happens now?
They
get a certificate.
A certificate automatically pops up that they can download to tell them that they have successfully completed it. Like we were saying, with our solar and our heat pump, that certificate that pops up once you've completed it, that is what they take to IOPSA to apply to write their designation. But everything is automated on the system.
And for some of these courses, or all of them for that matter, I'm not sure you stand to correct to say that some of these courses do qualify, the successful completion thereof qualifies for CPD points, is that correct? With the
yes.
professional body?
There are CPD points allocated to these courses. Heat pumps, solar.
I think at the moment, I think all of them do, but
them,
obviously
yeah.
going forward, it's not a given that just because the course is on IOPSA training, it will have CPD points attached to it. Whatever course it is still has to go through the process of applying with PRB to get their CPD points allocated. But you can see that on the page. It will say that this course has got CPD points attached to it or that it doesn't. And if it does have attached to it, it will tell you how many CPD points are attached.
And they can obviously then contact the PRB. Does PRB automatically get notified that
no.
this person has, that the plumber has completed his course, or does he have to manually sort of kind of log it somewhere, or contact PRB and notify them, listen, here's my certificate for the course that I've completed.
Yes, and that's exactly why they get certificates, why you get a certificate at the end. It has your name, yeah, to serve as evidence, has your name, your surname, when you completed the course, and your PRB registration number, and then you need to submit that. I think you can submit it on the audited system.
Yeah,
on the new audited system. They can take a picture of it, upload it, and then it will be...
their points allocated.
Yeah, and then it'll be... And the same goes for when they do, when they try and apply with IOPSA to write the designation test for like solar. They will get the certificate. They go to IOPSA and say, here's my certificate. And then IOPSA actually also double checks with us.
Correct.
At IOPSA training, because, you know, we're the same, you know, just different departments. So IOPSA, who runs the designation tests, will then, you know, come to send in me, like, be like, we just want to double check that this person has passed. And then we'll be like, yes, they have passed.
And we've mentioned that, you know, so they've completed their course, they've obtained their CPD points, and now they will... You know, in future reference, you mentioned a little earlier on in the conversation that should a plumber want to return to the content of the course at a later stage, just for reference, just to go back and say, hey, listen, I just want to quickly look at that part of the course just because I can't quite remember what it said. They will forever and amen have access to the
content. That's correct. They log on to their account, and there it will be.
In my courses, unless it specifically states otherwise, unless a training provider has, again, we are at the mercy, for the lack of a better word, of the training providers, yeah, the manufacturers, whatever, what they tell us to do with their course. Because, again, like Kayla's mentioned, IOPSA is not a training provider. We are just the library who are holding the books. And the authors of these books, the courses, the presenters or the manufacturers or the training providers, they tell us how they want their course to be presented. So at the moment, yes, all the courses on the system are yours forever. But if for whatever reason a training provider comes and says you can only have it for a year or 2 years or 3 months, then we have to do that. But that will be made very clear on the page when you're buying it that says this course will only be available for. So the default will be that you get it forever, but if somebody comes to us and says we want it like this, then we obviously
course
we have
owner
to.
For that matter.
Yeah, because they own the intellectual property of that. It's not IOPSA's, it's not ours, it's theirs. So how they tell us to use it is how we legally have to use their information.
So it's important then to reiterate to the listeners out there that you know, some courses, most courses for now will be available forever, but there may be some of them that the course owner might tell or give instruction to IOPSA to say, listen, please remove it after 3 months.
Yeah, and
IOPSA needs to respect that and abide by that.
Yeah, but we will make that clear on the
course page
and say, once you've purchased this course, it will only be available for 3 months. For example.
So Cindy, just before we close off with this episode, I just want to ask you quickly, just to remind the audience out there, if they want to contact for support and help, what do they do?
Definitely. They pop us an email, support@iopsatraining.co.za. Comes to myself in Victoria, and we're on it. You will hear from us as quickly as possible. We'll get you sorted, the help you need, and you can carry on.
Just before we say goodbye, it's time to hit the brakes one last time. We'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook, not only to find out more about the Man in the Band podcast, but also to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is ArticulateItPlumber. Right, and then I want to ask each of you, does any one of you have any last words or final statements to the audience members? Some form of encouragement to say, come on, guys, the system is not
guys, don't be afraid.
It's not so difficult, it's not so complex. Come on, just use
it. Put yourself out there. Expose yourself.
Not like that,
we're here. Yes, if you're going to, please don't send that.
Yeah, don't send us. That's not what that email address is for.
But please do. I mean, we're here to help you. The more you get involved in everything, the better.
Yeah, it's literally Cindy and I's job to make sure you guys know what's going on. So we
and
are
to
here.
Pass.
Yes,
and to pass.
Yes, we wanna help you. So we're here. Like, don't be scared.
And we wanna hear from you guys. Email us. Like we said, there's no question that's stupid. Ask what you want to ask. We're here to help you. Let us know when you're done, when you got your certificate. It's rewarding.
And we get excited with you because we can watch. You know, we see how you're doing and
your progress.
We can see
it.
We get very excited when, you know, when you guys are getting close and like when then you've got your certificate. You know, and we're so proud that you guys have got it and you know we feel very lucky to be able to be part of. You know, part of you guys uplifting yourself and everything. So, yeah.
Kayla, any last words?
Yes. So, obviously, I just want to encourage absolutely everyone to register on this platform because eventually we are going to be migrating our officer webinars that we do. It's going to be on this platform. I really want to encourage people to start using it because it's going to be evolving into something much bigger, much more important. It's going to become a centralized platform for anything to do with plumbing training in the entire industry. Any aspects of plumbing training, anything to do with plumbing, it's going to be on this platform. And it's going to evolve into such a way that it's going to become a learner management system, which will be able to track your progress. If, say, for example, you as a licensed plumber have done all these amazing courses and now you go and you apply for a job, at some point you'll be able to use this as basically
yeah,
your
almost
CV.
Like a portfolio of evidence.
Yeah,
your CV.
Because it's going to show you, it'll show these people who are looking at you for employment, it's going to show them
that you really care about
okay, you've done these amounts of courses, your pass rate, you're constantly upskilling yourself. So it's going to become a big part of the industry. And we really just want to encourage everybody to register for it,
yeah,
start
get
using
comfortable
it,
with it.
And start getting used to the digital side of things because not just the plumbing industry, but the world is changing digitally. And we need to keep up with it because if we don't, we're going to start falling behind. And technology is changing so fast that we need something like this that helps us as and when new things come out. And we want plumbers to be the best that they can be. And this is the platform for it. So we really encourage everyone to please register and start using the e-learning.
Yeah, and then just on what Kayla said, just quickly before we go, like she said, very soon we're going to be moving our office's morning webinars, so business, 101, toolbox, tech talks, onto the learner management system. So just on that, like, you know, it'll probably come out like next year sometime. But, you know, then just start getting comfortable with it, you know, register, you know, on the platform. You can play around if you have
Absolutely.
Any questions again. You know, Cindy and myself are here to help you guys out.
Awesome. I want to thank the three of you for your time, your effort, and the valuable information that you've shared with the audience today. Kayla, thank you for calling in. We had you through the internet in this, and Victoria and Cindy in the studio with me. And, of course, thank you to the listeners, the people, the audience, the plumbers out there who've tuned in and taken the time to actually listen to this conversation. We hoped that we've clarified a lot of the questions that you may have had regarding this new e-learning platform. Finally, it's time to switch off this engine. Cheerio.
Man in the Van Podcast, your regular audio drive time companion. We'll be right back.